So this next question is about moving from a system-based job to doing what you love. So I'm just going to read the question. I'd like to know how the process of moving from a system-based job to doing what you love to do, not relying on the system for your support, eating from the land, having enough money to live on, etc. How did that go for you guys? Was it a step-by-step or did you make a transition in one move? I now have a job that I don't like very much and I see myself in the future not doing that anymore, doing my architecture, healing arts, etc. in my own place and making a living out of my own without the necessity to do a boring head-oriented system job. I'd like to know how this went for you guys. So that's a great question. How do you go from being stuck in the system, doing something you don't like, to living the life that you love? Basically, what it comes down to is learning how to master the art of generating income without having to do other people's stuff and being able to live the lifestyle that you enjoy now. So if you think about it, when you want your perfect life, you want to be able to do what you want to do, what you feel inspired to do what is your highest calling now, today, so that your day is the way that you want it to be. And you're not having to show up and do all these things for other people and feel that you're wasting your life. So we need to be able to align our life the way that we want it now. And we also need enough money to live. So just speaking personally, how did I do this? Well, first of all, I chose to have a simple life because the less my expenses are, the less money I actually need to make to be able to have the time that I do what I want. My expenses these days are considerably more than they were when I started out. Because I've figured out how to make more money. But initially, I didn't have any idea how to make money on my own without working for other people. So I chose to live a very simple life with other people where rent was very minimal, food was minimal, all my expenses were minimal, which meant that the amount of time I needed to work for other people was very minimal, and I could kind of pick and choose what kind of work I did so that the work I did was most enjoyable for me. So the first thing was simplify so that I had time and just figure out how can I make enough money so that I can live the lifestyle that I love. So the first thing was the lifestyle. How can I get the life I want? Because at the end of the day, for me personally, it was about freedom. I wanted the freedom to be able to wake up as early or as late as I felt like and do the things that I enjoyed. I didn't want to have to wake up, run around for somebody else all day long. That's a trap. So I've never been into that. I've always felt that I should be able to choose what I do with my day. So simplify your life so that you have the smallest amount of expenses. I'd even recommend getting rid of extra things that you don't need because you have to make this trade-off initially between time and money. If you want to have certain expenses in your life, you have to go to work for somebody else. The reason most people are stuck in a job in the system is because their expenses are so high that they can't afford not to do it. So reduce your expenses, simplify your lifestyle so you have more time. Then when you have more time, you can figure out wonderful new ways for you to get paid doing what it is that you like to do. And the sooner you figure that out, the faster you will be able to live from your new lifestyle. And actually, since, you know, we initially did the superhero training, I've actually been working with people one-on-one, coaching them on how to get paid for their work so that you can speed up that process, because I realize this is a big issue a lot of people have. They want to have a new life, but they don't know how to do it. So if you want to do it online, then you need certain skills and certain systems set up so that you can get paid in your sleep. So that took me ages to figure that out, because I had to learn it all from scratch. But over the years, I've invested thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into trainings and courses so that I now know how to do that and I can help other people. So step one, simplify your life. Step two, learn how to make money doing what you love. And I can't go into all the details right now, because there's a lot there, you know, and we're not talking about that in superhero training, but you can learn more about that if you want to in other opportunities. So that's how I did it. And it took me a while because I didn't really understand how anything worked initially. But the main thing, I'll give you a quick tip here, is that if you figure out who, this is the important word, who is it that would like to pay you for your new work, your architecture, your healing work, or whatever it is, who would like to pay you? If you can figure out the kind of person who has money to spend on what it is that you offer, if you find that person, you listen to them and you maybe work for them for free initially, you know, obviously there's more than one person, but you imagine that kind of person and you find one person, help them out, work for them, sooner or later, you will have discovered an alignment between what you love to do and someone else who really, really needs it. So if there's someone who wants exactly what you have and they've got money to spend, because obviously if they haven't got money or if they can't trade you something, then it's not an equal energy exchange. So you could find somebody who you can give something to, and then in exchange, they'll thank you, they'll help you discover what it is that you do better, and they'll kind of work with you a little bit. It doesn't matter if you do this for free to begin with, just to get the experience. Once you've got the experience, then you'll find that there's other people, friends of that person, for example, who want the same thing, who now can pay you. And once that increases, and once you get clearer on what it is that you do and how you help other people with what you do, then the money comes. So remember, it's really simple. How can you help another person with the things that you do? Always keep in mind, how are you helping somebody else? Okay? If you think me, me, me and my stuff and it's the best ever, no one cares. But if you say, here's how I can help you, here's how I can help you in your life, then people are interested and then you're going to get paid from that. And then you don't need to work in your system job anymore. A lot of people save up money from their system job and then invest it into working with people who help them set up their business, so that they then transition and use the money they got to set something else up. That's very common. So for now, simplify, simplify, simplify. Figure out who you can help. And if you're ready to go to the next level, then join some trainings that will help you to set up your business. And that's an art, because you want to make sure you set up your company, your new business, your new life in such a way that it doesn't become another system job. Because a lot of people set up their own businesses wrong. And then what happens is they end up stuck, trapped in their business, and they don't really get the life they want. So you've got to be really careful on how you do this. And end of the day, there isn't one formula to follow, because you're unique. So you just need to make sure you stay close to your values. You don't settle. You don't sell out. And that's going to allow you to make sure you maintain the lifestyle that you want and have the money. So it's an art. And only when you start taking the steps in that direction and you start feeling it, experiencing it for yourself, that's when you get a better idea of what's going on. So I hope that helps. Have fun, simplify and learn and study and have patience, and you will soon be living the life that you love. I'm sitting here from Hawaii, living the life that I've loved for years and years and years now, thanks to the little steps I took. So if I can do it, you can do it, and you'll help tons of other people as well.